WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. A construction workforce shortage is reverberating throughout Alabama's economy with consequences for everyone. That means a recent construction career fair at Lawson State Community College in Bessemer was far from ordinary. Every employer there had positions, open positions, to fill immediately with above average pay and benefits. Reporter Olivia McMurray takes us there.
Inside the Ethel Hall Tech Center, pop-up banners and tables strewn with logo-covered materials line the walls of a large room and form an island in the center. Employers and trade union representatives stand ready to recruit job seekers. Amber Kenny of Dunn Construction is talking with Andrea Dortch, a graduate of Lawson State's welding program. Dortch asks if Dunn Construction has any entry-level jobs.
We would start you out at the minimum welding, and then we would give you the training that you need. I think that you would be fantastic as a pipe welder or something of that sort.
I'm trying to get there, hopefully.
You're going
to
get there.
Thank you.
Dortch explains she needs to build her confidence.
Even though I graduated and I have a skill, I want to start at an entry level so that I can get more hands-on in the field experience.
Because the skills Dortch already has are desperately needed. Many companies are hiring people with no background in construction and providing training themselves. Nationally and in Alabama, a construction workforce shortage has stretched for decades after multiple generations were discouraged from trade career paths. Now, as increased demand after the pandemic shows no signs of slowing, and as billions of dollars in federal funding for infrastructure and manufacturing projects flows to states, the problem is building.
When you're talking about the challenge of getting skilled people in there, and then you add a layer on top of it with our aging workforce and people retiring that are already skilled, and then you throw on a third layer of, oh, we're adding 1,000 jobs a year to the construction industry in Alabama. That's where our challenge has been.
That's Jason Phelps, executive director of the Alabama Construction Recruitment Institute, or ACRI, which the state legislature established in 2009. The construction worker shortage affects all Alabamians. That's because the health of a state's construction workforce impacts its entire economy, says Jerry Grissom, board chairman of ACRI. Businesses have to know there's a workforce that can build facilities in a reasonable time frame before they commit to locating or expanding operations, he says.
And when Alabama's out competing for industry growth and economic growth in the state, it gives up optics and a perception that maybe the workforce is not here.
Which is why the hiring event at Lawson State is so important. The event is a project of Go Build Alabama, an initiative of ACRI. But numerous local and statewide organizations came together to make it happen. They're aware construction companies are delaying or passing up opportunities to bid on projects because of labor supply concerns. Amber Kinney says that's the case for Dunn Construction, a paving and aggregates business that operates in central Alabama.
If we had people that were skilled to come in and just jump straight on a piece of equipment or to run a crew, we could take on more work.
Potential solutions include not only in-person events like the one at Lawson State, but also digital tools such as an online job board Go Build launched this past summer. From a worker's perspective, the labor shortage represents opportunity, a chance to earn a good living with benefits in a state that ranks 46th in the nation based on average annual wages. Industry leaders say people going into many skilled trade careers can make $60,000 to $80,000 per year relatively quickly, right out of high school or through apprenticeships where they earn as they learn. Those incomes can rise well into six figures. And training is often free. Opportunities are so enticing that people with four-year degrees or skills in other areas are finding a home in construction. Elena Willingham Brown, a welding instructor at Lawson State, is one example. After getting a bachelor's degree in Spanish translation and interpretation in 2008, she worked in an office for 6 months.
I was making $11 an hour and doing the job of three departments in two languages. My first job out of welding school, I was making $19 an hour, and it's just a higher pay scale than what you're seeing offered in these office jobs.
And a higher pay rate compared to many occupations women have traditionally held. This hasn't gone unnoticed by those leading efforts to recruit people to Alabama's construction industry. Women make up 51% of the population, but only about 11% of the construction workforce nationally. Alabama is doing better, with women accounting for about 18% of construction workers. That trend is accelerating, Jason Phelps says.
And in just the last 3 or 4 years, women in construction are making up about 30% of that new growth. So you know, we're not quite at that 50-50 balance yet, but we're moving in that direction.
Willingham Brown says she's noticed the difference, both as a woman working in the field and as a welding instructor.
When I started, you couldn't find ladies' steel toe boots or ladies' work shirts.
In an overall job market that seems to be cooling, the consensus among construction industry representatives at the hiring fair was that workforce demand in their field will remain strong. They say they'll keep spreading the word. For WBHM, I'm Olivia McMurray.
This story is part of an occasional series called Working in Alabama. The series will explore what's working and what's not in Alabama's economy and what leaders, institutions, and organizations are doing to help Alabamians get good jobs.